Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is back with us today from Ed Finn Travels, and we've got some spring breaks that will feel properly European that won't wreck your bank account. And I hate to mention the bank because, Ed, I know you spent 3 hours in there,
yeah,
and there's no humans working in a bank anymore. They just direct you to phone somebody else.
I went from one branch out local here and then I had to go into head office. It was a thing. You know when you can't stop a direct debit and you try everything, and it was one of those experiences too that you wouldn't want to have in a rainy day cycling around Dublin.
So if you want something that isn't going to be too expensive, you've got some suggestions for us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Trine, there's some lovely places that I really like, capitals that aren't your sort of, you know, your Vienna's, Rome or Paris, some great value. Like, for example, the ones I picked today, four lovely ones: Bratislava in Slovakia, Gdansk and Warsaw and Madrid, right? If you're flexible, midweek is brilliant. You could still nab one-way flights to all these destinations from around €22 each way from March into early May. Very well served to all the destinations. So I'll just kick off Bratislava, Trina, Slovakia, a mini capital, maximum charm. It's a beautiful little pocket-sized place. It's kind of old town, kind of like, you know, Prague meets Vienna. You can walk everywhere, romantic, quirky, and seriously good value. The old town stroll, I suppose, again, your pastel streets, your little squares, fantastic cafe culture there, and brilliant prices for coffees and cakes. They do amazing cakes there. And again, you just won't believe the value. The Bratislava Castle is stunning. Go for the views over the Danube. Trina, beautiful. Michael's Gate is a classic, I'm in medieval Europe Instagram moment. And then they have this futuristic tower over the what they call the UFO bridge viewpoint, and you see this gorgeous iconic skyline. Again, beautiful, kind of like Samuel Beckett, but you're looking at this futuristic tower, sort of like our convention center. And then there's a great day trip to Devon Castle, D-E-V-I-N, and this is a gorgeous place, dramatic ruins, and the rivers meet there, and it's great in springtime. It's at the confluence there of the rivers with the Danube, and it's fab. Now, there's loads of great places, Trina, to go where the locals eat. You're going to have, you know, you can have your sort of Czech, because Czechoslovakia, obviously, they were together. They have the same sort of type influences. But Bratislava, they do great set lunch menus. And from €11 to sort of €15, you can get deals with, like, including, like, you know, beers or a glass of wine or a drink. And then they have really good value cafes. At nighttime as well, you'll notice just the value for money is phenomenal. So, like,
I can't get over this, Ed, actually, because, you know, you're saying about the flights, some of them are like from 20 quid.
Yeah.
And can I just tell you that Ruby, who works in our newsroom, got a taxi from the Three Arena to Blanchardstown the other day and it cost her €60. So
I know.
I just wonder, is that normal? Does any taxi driver know? Is that normal? If you can get a flight to a European city for 20 quid and a taxi costs you that much, why would you be staying in Dublin?
I know. And you know, like, an Uber or a Lyft from Lisbon Airport into the city centre is about €15, Trina, right? Like, it's insane, the prices here. Yeah, so for this, you could, Ruby could do two weekends or two breaks for that.
I'll tell her.
Yeah, so Bratislava, really, really cool, right? People will love it. As I said, it's a real find. And look, it's only about 2.5 hours by train from Budapest, by the way. So if you wanted to do a two centre, you could go into Bratislava, get the train and fly out of Budapest as well. No problem at all. You can do one ways. Again, fantastic city, of course. For value, Bratislava is brilliant. Now, Poland, a great place. A lot of Irish people over the years, Trina, would have discovered Gdansk because of the football. You know, there was a lot of football matches there.
I thought you were going to say because they married Polish women and Polish men.
Not the good reason.
That too.
Yeah. We have so many flights, by the way, because of the Polish population here. We have so many flights from Ireland to different parts of Poland. Like, it's amazing. The value is brilliant. The lovely thing about Gdansk is it's actually a seaside town as well, a seaside city. It's a Baltic port city. Beautiful old town. And again, it feels like a real throwback to old times. Now, five things that you can really do there. The Long Market, which is this fab postcard street. It's kind of like Ballydehob meets Poland, right? Colourful facades, buzzing kind of vibe. Really, really nice. The Neptune Fountain would be Gdansk's Trevi Fountain. Classic Gdansk moment for photos. St. Mary's Church. Beautiful, huge Gothic beauty. I know we love churches here, going around and exploring them, lighting candles. You can climb to the top of St. Mary's Church if you're energetic. The other one that's brilliant as well, the Motlava waterfront, beautiful riverside walks, gorgeous in the evening time, kind of when it's kind of sunset golden hour. They've lovely cranes there, kind of like the Harland and Wolff again. Very, very stylish. And then there's an amazing world-class museum tree. And of course, Poland, you know, all the wars Poland was involved in, the Second World War, so many things happened there. An unmissable thing to see, the Museum of the Second World War. And it's worth going to Gdansk alone to just visit this place. It's fantastic. If you want a little beachy add-on, you're close to Sopot, S-O-P-O-T. It's like the Hoth of Gdansk, if you like. So lovely to go there, especially as you come into May and June. Really nice. So have a look at that. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Warsaw, Trina.
I've never been.
It's a place a lot of people actually haven't gone to yet. Big city buzz, budget friendly, really surprises people. It's modern, it's lively, there's loads of parks there, but the museum scene is incredible, right? A lot of people wouldn't know about that. I would say there's five things not to miss there. The old town and the Royal Route. Warsaw, of course, you know, famous for this big kind of regal past. Lazienski Park is a beautiful place in springtime. Lakes, palaces, fountains, peacocks around the place, Trina. You hear the lovely ha-ha, you know, the peacock sound. Fantastic. You feel like you're Queen Victoria when you're walking around the place. And lovely for a picnic there, right? Lazienski Park. The Warsaw Rising Museum is this immersive museum again. And when I say, like, you know, if you've been to any of the big museums in the world, you know, like in the Louvre or the Prado, you'll be so surprised because they really do museums very well here. The other one that's really good, the Poland Museum, P-O-L-I-N, is one of Europe's best modern museums. And I was talking about the prices there. The prices are really, really good. You can buy a Warsaw card and you get loads of discounts and you get all the public transport free. And again, you touch with your credit card or your debit card, touch on, touch off. Very modern, easy, very easy to do.
Yeah.
The Palace of Culture and the Science Viewpoint. People either love this or hate this place, like Marmite, Trina, right? But the views are unreal when you go there. So Warsaw is fantastic for all that big museum scene. Lovely for people watching. You can really dine well there again without the big city prices, and as I was saying, great value on flights.
Ed, yeah. I know you absolutely love Spain, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely love Spain. I learned so much about Spain last year and the year before. Like, places that it's just, you think you know Spain, think again, you know, really. That's their motto. It really is a great spot, and it just delivers. It seems to control everything, you know, even the you know, the value for money, Trina. Like, it just seems to, over the years, never really kind of go crazy in terms of prices and value, which I love about it as well.
Yeah, $21.99 for some flights going to Madrid.
Yeah, and like Madrid, you have Ryanair, Aer Lingus, you have Iberia Express, so you've loads of different things that you can do there. It's a joy in springtime. Big blue skies, all these gorgeous terraces, they've loads of lovely roof bars. The city, Madrid, I suppose, is packed with free things to do, right? Or things that are very little to do. You can do this free walking tours. There's so many things in the city, the museums that are just, you know, free now. The Prado is not one of those, and of course, this would be one of the best museums, iconic in the world. This is included in my kind of top five. So Velázquez, Goya, Bosch, all these amazing masters are there. You spend a half day in the Prado. Now, the Retiro Park, again, people watching, they have this crystal palace there. Madrid is one of these places, it's so stylish, you know, that everyone seems to be dressed like as if they've just walked off a photo shoot, Trina. I don't know. It's very, very, you kind of get like, you up your game when you're there, you know.
Right.
The Royal Palace area is fab as well. Of course, you know, going back to Spain's colonial past, you're talking about massive beautiful palaces there. Great for photos, lovely for walking around. But one of the best things that Madrid has, I suppose other cities wouldn't have, are the markets, the food markets, the mercado. You can graze on this incredible fresh tapas all day long. You don't even have to go into any restaurant at all, right? And such good value, you know, the cortadas, the cervezas, you know, you get your little the small little beers. They have the wine there as well, like wine and a little tapas, 3-4 euro, you know, such good value.
Yeah, I know you don't like the tapas or the wine, Ed. You steer clear of that.
That's why I come home with the stretch pants all the time. And at night time, Madrid comes alive as well. Chueca, the whole area, which is the kind of bohemian, vibey, lively area, is amazing for nightclubs, for dancing. It's like a beat that just dropped itself into the middle of Madrid, right? It's fantastic, Chueca. But then the Gran Vía at night would be, again, where people would walk along. Neon lights everywhere, theatres, and that's where you'll get the classic Madrid buzz. Paris, which is absolutely brilliant. The prices, I was looking at loads of dates, really good. A lot of people as well love to get, you know, apartments when they go to Madrid for like 3 or 4 days, because the markets are so good. People love to go and buy stuff in the markets and do, you know, even though you never cook at home because the prices are so good when you're out.
Yeah.
And
but
great
sitting
place.
Out in the terrace with your bits and pieces in the evening can be nice as well to graze away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, Madrid is, you know, it's the Castile, it's the real, real sort of Spain. Like in July and August, and it's so hot, and then all the locals kind of head away. So it's a super time. Like if you go to Madrid, springtime and sort of September, October are really good. If you don't like it too hot, it's a great one.
So I tell you what, we would go anywhere out of this rain. So yeah. Just to recap, Ed, then your budget spring break shortlist, what ones would you go for?
Bratislava for charm, Gdansk for Baltic beauty, Warsaw for culture, and Madrid for sunshine and museums. And Trina, everybody wants to learn Spanish since a Bad Bunny appeared on the Super Bowl, by the way. Did you know
that? Right?
There's been a massive spike in people learning Spanish because they've all fallen in love with Bad Bunny.
Can I ask you really quickly before you go, how many nights would you recommend for one of these spring breaks?
I would say 3 nights, definitely. Fly midweek. It won't even be like a weekend, you know, it'll be like a proper holiday. So I would definitely say at least 3 nights. And again, with those sort of midweek flight prices from Thursday to kind of Monday, Tuesday, you're going to get fantastic value.
Ed, we'll see you next week.
All the best, Trina. Muchas gracias.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.